Good afternoon. Hello. Hello. Welcome to everybody here in the room, and welcome to Miami, and those of you who are joining on NASCAR.com and SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, welcome to Miami and the Championship Four. We have an exciting day planned for you today, culminating with media availabilities throughout the room for those of you who are covering the breakouts. We will start with a few housekeeping items. First, the restrooms are located off to your right. The Wi-Fi password is NASCAR18, NASCAR all caps 18. After this formal session, we will break out into rotations. Rotations will start with the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series drivers from the end of the presser through 4 p.m., and then we'll roll right into Xfinity Series and Camping World Truck Series availabilities from 4 to 5. Wanted to take a moment to thank our hosts for this weekend, Homestead Miami Speedway, and take a moment to thank all of you in the media for your tireless coverage of our sport throughout the year. I know it's a lot of time away from friends and families. I wanted to thank you for your passion and your efforts throughout the year. And with that, we'll kick things off with a little video. Thank you.
This is Miami, Florida. 35 weekends of racing across the country have led to Homestead. We are moments away from the final NASCAR race of the season and from finding out who will be crowned this year's champion.
For four drivers, 400 miles are the only thing standing between them and the championship.
Four drivers fighting for a championship, knowing that the one way to win the championship is to finish in front of the other three. That is a tall task.
Kevin Harvick puts on a clinic.
How about that, boys? That's how you just show them how it is.
Logano gets by! Logano gets the win!
Miami, baby! Yes!
Checkered flag, Mark Chewy Jr.
Hell yeah, boys!
All right, we made it. Hell yeah, buddy.
One of the best in NASCAR secures a spot in the Championship Four.
Woo! Yeah!
Take a little momentum with us down to Homestead.
Homestead Miami Speedway, it all comes down to this. The pressure is on. A championship is at stake.
You've done everything right to get to this point. Now you have one race. Now you don't have to be perfect this afternoon, but you better be good if you want to be the champion.
Bottom line, it is, for those four, the biggest race of their career.
Good afternoon. I'm Kelly Stavis from NBC Sports, joined by my colleague, more importantly, my friend Rutledge Wood, for
Hello.
What promises to be a fascinating championship for Media Day here at the Miami Beach Edition.
Now, today we're going to hear from the four drivers who will battle for the biggest prize in motorsport, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series trophy. With the talent level fighting for the title, this moment has been building for quite some time, and it will come to a head on Sunday at Homestead Miami Speedway.
And by any metric, this has been the best championship four since the inception of this playoff format 5 years ago. Wins, top fives, top tens, average finish. No other championship four grouping can match what these four have accomplished during the 2018 season. Not only that, but there's been some off-track drama as well.
But before we hear all about it, I'd like to welcome the many fans listening on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio or watching on NASCAR.com. We thank you for your passion. We hope you enjoy today's press conference. We would not be here without you. And to my fellow media members, on behalf of NASCAR, thank you for your coverage today and your dedication all year long.
All right, so with that, let's bring out the four competitors who will vie for their place in NASCAR history on Sunday. First up, he won a career-high 8 races and battled through adversity in Phoenix to earn a spot on this stage. The 2014 Monster Energy Series champion and driver of the number 4 Jimmy John's Ford for Stewart Haas Racing, Kevin Harvick.
A lot of people know that our team is good, and we're going to get the results one way or another. And at some point, you'll have to deal with what we're doing on the racetrack.
And the flag waves over Kevin Harvick.
It's the old actions speak louder than words scenario.
Kevin Harvick go to victory lane, second week in a row. The first driver to win 3 in a row over the age of 40 since 1991.
History making right there.
And all you haters, I see you.
The closer wins the Monster Energy All-Star Race. And the crew climbs the fence. 4 of Kevin Harvick up into the wall.
I'm not happy about anything right now.
Contact! Elliott!
Can't drive a slow car fast.
4 fingers for 4 wins. Kevin Harvick taking home the checkered flag.
One final shot for Truex.
You got this.
Hell yeah, boys! How about that?
That's aggressive, but it's good hard racing.
Oh!
He puts him out of the groove there.
Oh, man!
I don't really care about points. I'd rather win.
He was worried about winning. He went out and dominated this race. Not only the closer, but the dominator today.
It was a trying season in many ways, but this driver and his team showed the heart and fight of a champion to earn a spot in the Championship Four for the third time. The defending Monster Energy Series champion and driver of the number 78 Bass Pro Shops 5-Hour Energy Toyota for Furniture Row Racing, Martin Truex Jr.
I'm racing for my name, for winning another championship for our team.
Champion, baby! You are the champion, baby! Woo! Oh my God! Holy yeah!
It all comes down to one race. It's a lot of pressure. Your heart's beating through your chest, but you got to find a way to focus through that.
Truex Jr. wins the Auto Club 400.
The defending champion, Martin Truex Jr., caps off a dominating performance.
Defending series champ, Martin Truex Jr., wins the Pocono 400. Truex scores his 18th career NASCAR Cup victory.
Truex makes a move now to the inside of Kurt Busch.
Oh, he is Kentucky, baby. Come on.
Tempers get flared up, and guys will beat and bang, and it's just the way this race has played out.
Four! Oh, no!
Into the wall!
78 and Martin Truex Jr. in the wall.
Martin Truex Jr. looking for a trip to Miami. A drag race, they're sideways!
They won the battle, but he win the damn war.
Fellas, we got a 3-horse race for this championship.
Truex Jr. dominated a year ago,
and he's doing it all over again this year.
This season, he reached rarefied NASCAR air, 50 Monster Energy Series victories, and now he looks to win a second championship. The 2015 Monster Energy Series champion and driver of the number 18 M&M's Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing, Kyle Busch.
For me, I feel like I'm a guy that thrives under pressure, but that's what makes the best of the best. When a win presents itself, you got to go take it.
Ever since I was a kid, I dreamt of this, man. Yes!
His 45th, 47, 48. His 50th career win. 51 career wins, and what a career it is already.
I'd say this season in 2018 has been one of our best seasons. I mean, the most top fives I've had, the most top tens I've had, the most wins I've had.
Kyle Busch wins Richmond.
Look at this. He's going to go celebrate with the fans. Right.
Good man.
The momentum. The 18. They make contact. He puts the ball back. Kyle Busch will win.
Wow.
That's what it means to win in the Monster Energy Cup Series.
Never give up, guys. Never give up.
When you finally cross the finish line, I think there's just relief. There's jubilation. There's excitement. There's tears, too. It's just it's a whole whirlwind of emotions for sure.
Kyle Busch wins in Texas.
Kyle Busch is going to win in Pocono again.
Kyle Busch gets it done at Charlotte.
Kyle Busch had the upper hand today as he got the win in the desert.
What an incredible performance.
Daddy, we won!
We won! We won!
And finally, he was the first to lock up a spot in the Championship Four with a stirring victory at Martinsville. The driver, the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford for Team Penske, Joey Logano.
What's different about Miami? Win the championship. That's the goal.
Joey Logano putting on the smoke show. Some booze for Joey Logano.
You get here and you realize how much is actually on the line for everybody.
It's going to get ugly down here, boy. Fight.
I'm a hard racer, and I don't think that's a secret to anyone.
You do this for a lot more, and I guess that makes it even more special.
Green flags out at Talladega Super Speedway.
Joey Logano, first lead of the day, and hoping for his first win of the season.
Go, go, hard.
Everybody on their feet. Logano's going to go top to bottom. Joey Logano wins Talladega.
Oh, baby, perfect.
This is an incredible drive by Joey Logano.
Logano will hold on.
Logano gets a big jump.
The final 10 laps of the season.
Oh! Championship bid is over.
I know what it feels like to be second.
Joey Logano came up just a little bit short.
That sucks.
Logano on the inside. A drag race.
Yeah, you race with nothing to lose. You know your championship is on the line.
Miami. Just thinking about Miami.
There's no better win than, you know, winning to keep your championship hopes alive.
Okay, so we'll get some quick thoughts from each of our championship contenders, and then we're going to open up to questions from the media here today. Joey, I'll start with you. You're sitting next to the so-called Big Three, but in Phoenix, you said that you are the championship favorite. So what makes you so confident heading into Sunday?
Well, like you said, it's the Big Three and me. You're right. But, you know, I think, honestly, you have to have that confidence. I'm sure everyone here has the same amount of confidence and feeling that they are the favorites for whatever reason it may be, or it's all probably different. But for us, I feel like, you know, we've been able to overcome a lot this season and build a lot of momentum, have an amazing playoff up to this point, scoring a lot of points, leading a lot of laps, such the last few weeks, not only on short tracks, but Kansas, we had a great running with a pole. And, you know, Miami's a little bit different, but it is another fast racetrack similar to that. So I feel like our team's in a great spot. Our pit stops have been amazing lately. The confidence is in not only myself as a driver, but in our whole race team all the way through all of Team Penske. So we're ready to get to Sunday and see what happens.
Martin, you're in a really unique position with this being the last race for Furniture Row. Can you take us kind of behind the curtain and tell us a little bit about what this week has been like for you and the team?
It's been hard for me just because I wasn't able to be in Denver this week, you know, and a lot of emotions there. You know, I know talking to the guys and seeing the videos and just, you know, kind of set in, I guess, for everybody that this was it. You know, this was the last time they were going to load the hauler up and ship it off east. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of emotions talking to the guys, but they're fired up and they feel like they built one of the best cars they've ever sent out of there. And so, you know, that's really cool for me to hear and to see that, you know, their passion and their excitement for this weekend. It gets me motivated and pushes me to try to get all I can. So we'll see what we can do with it. And it'd be a hell of a story to go out on top.
All right, Kevin, your team has faced some adversity the last couple of weeks, but you really showed a just never-give-up attitude last week in Phoenix to get your spot here in the Championship Four. How did that performance maybe give you more confidence in Sunday's race, regardless of any obstacles?
Well, I don't think that's anything really new for our team. You know, I think as you look at the past 5 years, we've obviously dealt with a lot of things, whether they're ups, downs, in between, good things, bad things. You know, we've been fortunate to be together for a while now, and you know, I've dealt with high pressure situations and understand what it takes to win a championship, and have done that, and hopefully, you know, we can put it all together this week. So. It's you know, it's been a great year, and it's been a great 5 years with a group of people that I just enjoy racing with.
Finally, Kyle, one of the first words you heard after crossing the finish line at Phoenix was momentum. So does that momentum mean that you are the favorite on Sunday now?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously, anytime you can go to victory lane, it certainly means that you've been the latest winner, right? And you can go on into the next week kind of riding a high. But it's a totally different track, totally different everything. So different circumstances on the line this weekend. Obviously, a great Final Four here. One of the best, I think, that we've seen kind of the entirety of the year. So I'm certainly looking forward to it. You know, our number 18 M&M Toyota Camry and Adam Stevens and the guys have done a phenomenal job all season long. I mean, we heard it in the video. It's been one of my best years, and I'd certainly love to be able to cap that off with a victory on Sunday and another championship.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Now we're going to open up to the media for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Please state your name and affiliation before asking questions. When we start right there on the second row, yes, sir. Coming to you.
Zach Tanzaretti, kickingthetires.net. A lot of support from home, I'm sure, this past week. A lot of you obviously have families. A few of you have kids. You guys represent both the East and the West Coast. What has the support been like from family this past week for you guys?
Yeah, they're all down here. It's definitely, you know, it's cool to see the support, not only from your family, but your friends and your team. Everybody, you know, rallies behind you. You get text messages all weekend long, and, you know, when you're in this, because this is our Super Bowl. This is your shot to win a championship, and everyone wants to be there to celebrate with you and support you and try to help you do the best you possibly can. So it's an interesting weekend for that reason, but, you know, I've had a lot of support, and we've booked up a lot of hotel rooms down here in Miami trying to put everybody somewhere to go to sleep.
It's been good. It's been fun. My family's down here, my son, my wife, and the in-laws and stuff. So obviously just having the opportunity to win last weekend and getting a bunch of text messages, calls, things like that from family and friends and everything was cool. And obviously a lot of them wishing well wishes for this week and everything. So, you know, it was a lot getting back to some. Many's that kind of got held up a couple days, you know, going back and forth with L.A. or, excuse me, New York and everything else. So, it's been fun, though. Looking forward to getting to the racetrack, getting into the competition of it, and, you know, getting racing on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I share those sentiments. I mean, it's, you know, this is a family sport. This is what we do. You know, I think all of us grew up racing with our families. Mine's no different. They'll be here. They'll be ready to celebrate win, lose, or draw. And it's been a great season and a long season. And, you know, I always stay down here for Thanksgiving as well. So looking forward to a great week, and hopefully – you know, we'll have something to celebrate.
Yeah, it's definitely a much different week, you know, as far as people around and whether it's family, sponsors, people, whoever it is, there's always a lot more of them, and you know that coming into this week. For me personally, my immediate family is they aren't coming until Saturday. Keelan's got a basketball game, so we've got bigger priorities at home than worrying about this. So they'll come down a little later.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net and Performance Racing Network. Obviously, Kyle, Martin, and Kevin have been the big three since the beginning of the season. Joey, I went back and looked at some of the headlines and some of the stories along the way. As you were coming along, some people said you could be the spoiler of the big three. Now that you're here and you're going up against these guys, what thoughts do you have on being that spoiler?
Well, it sure is the plan, right? I think all season long, you know, the big three has been talked about so much, especially early in the season. They've won so many races and so many stages and led so many laps. You know, and honestly, you know, I think I said it maybe it was 15, 20 weeks ago. We weren't in, you know, the championship caliber that we needed to be able to compete with them. Now, I will say since that time, we are. I feel like we do have what it takes to compete with them and give them a run for their money. You know, like I said, it's the big three and me. I might be the underdog on the stat standpoint, but we sure don't feel like we are.
Question on the back row there. Sorry, third row.
Hey, guys. Congratulations for making it this far. Martin, you talked about the holler went out Tuesday night for the last time. And you saw the video. That's kind of going, you know, that's a big deal. You and Cole obviously have a position next year. The rest of the crew, I keep hearing that yeah, everybody's got a job that wants it in racing and otherwise. Have you heard anything about the rest of the crew? And how does that is that nice and satisfying to know that?
Well, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, I think you know some of the guys are you know coming with us next year. Some of the guys are moving to North Carolina, have jobs at other teams. Some of the guys are staying in Denver, are going to do something else. You know, they have family there. They love being out there. They don't want to move. So it's kind of a mixed bag, and I'm sure there's some guys that don't have plans yet. So, yeah, kind of a crazy time, you know, crazy time for all those guys. And, yeah, I mean, that's part of it, I guess. It's kind of tough. You know, I think that's why this week was so hard on them. And when they did ship off that hauler, they all had their families there and their kids and took pictures and just told stories and had a big time. So, you know, like I said earlier, I hate I couldn't have been there just to see it and feel kind of that emotion, but you know, and just talking to him, it was enough to get me fired up.
Does someone else have a mic? Lee?
Lee Spencer, RacingVoice.com. There's been a lot of speculation this week that this is the best championship for group of drivers that we've had since the program started 5 years ago. I'd like to know what you guys think about the competition you're up against.
It's the exact same four organizations that were here last year.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on whether Brad or Joey are better drivers. I'm not sure.
They both run into you a lot.
Very close. Probably best I keep my mouth shut on this one.
It seems like it's evolved, though, to more like Formula One, where you have an alpha driver, and like you said, Kevin, it does seem to be the same guys from the same organizations each year. Is the sport shifting in that direction?
Oh, you asked me that question?
Yes, sir.
You know, I think, you know, you could probably send a lot of the top drivers to different teams and different positions, and I think you're going to see the cream rise to the top. I mean, Kyle was champion in 15. I was 14. Martin, I think you were in there in 14 in a Chevrolet. 14 or 15 in a Chevrolet. So, you know, we've changed manufacturers twice. He's changed manufacturers. You know, so it's really about getting a group of people. Whether I was at my organization or at his organization, I think you could take those groups of people and put them in different spots and really you know, be successful. So it's just a matter, to me, it's more about the people than it is anything. I think obviously we all have resources in the situations that we're in, but you know, my team was built around building the number four team and came up together, and we've been through a lot of situations together. Cole Martin have been together, you know, Kyle and his crew chief and Joe and his crew chief have been together, and I think there's something to be said for stabilities, and then you know, having an organization that has those resources, you know, you need those, but you also have to have good people. So it's you know, it's interesting to see how that works out. But I definitely wouldn't call it Formula One style by any means.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. We've all seen how other drivers can impact your race. There was two cautions last week from the 97, I think, that impacted the race. And this race has been impacted before 2016, Joey knows well. What do you expect out of other drivers when it comes to this race, and what do you expect out of NASCAR when it comes to officiating this race?
That's a good question for you.
Sure. As far as other drivers go, you know, you don't necessarily expect them to race any differently. They have their own race, they have their own season, they have their own sponsors and everything that they're racing for, that they're trying to finish out strong for. Many of them vying for a job next year, many of them, you know, kind of closing out, like Martin, closing out their deal with their team or whatever it might be. So you don't necessarily expect them to roll over for you, but I would say that you just expect to be maybe given that extra quarter inch. You know, you don't need an inch or a foot or whatever, you know, just a little bit, being one of the championship four guys. But overall, you got to go out there and race hard. And as far as NASCAR officiating the race, I mean, they do it every single week. So there's no reason to change what they do right now. They know how to do their job, and they know how to do or call cautions when cautions need to be called and such. So, you know, fact of the matter is sometimes you have other drivers or inexperienced or less experienced drivers, such as last week, that are out there trying to make a name for themselves, and they cause havoc or chaos or whatever it might be. But in all reality, that's the excitement that comes along within the sport as well, too, is giving some more unknown to the fact of being able to finish the race. So I think it all just – it's NASCAR's line, right? You just got to let it all play out.
Anybody else? Back row back there.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. For any or all of you that want to tackle this in each iteration of this elimination format, the eventual champion has had to win at Miami, and three of you know what that feels like. With this championship four, do you guys feel like, again, it's going to be a necessity to win on Sunday?
Absolutely. I mean, I think all of us come in here expecting that to be the case. You know, there's obviously an opportunity that, or a chance that might not be, but I think that you know, about a 99% chance one of these guys is going to win it to win the championship. So that's what you come down here prepared for as a group, as a team, as a driver. And that's your goal coming here is to win, and then you can guarantee yourself a championship.
All depends on if Kyle Larson's car will go in the first 10 laps.
I was going to say the same point. I'm like, if Larson's out there by 9 seconds, I mean, we're not going to go catch him.
It honestly would be really odd if you saw these four cars and teams run 10th, 11th, and 12th all day, or 13th. Like, it's not going to happen. Everyone's bringing the best of the best. These are the best teams of the season, and everyone, you know, the pit crews are on it. The teams have been massaging these cars and getting everything they can out of it. It's the best of the best. We should be out there racing for the win. Yeah, not to say that other teams won't be. They'll be there for sure, but it would take a weird occasion for something different to happen.
Mike Kyle Larson, front row.
Kyle Martin, Brian Mapes, Xfinity Racing. Kyle Martin, Kevin, we've seen you in this championship for 3 out of the last 4 years altogether. You each have a title. Are you racing Sunday to be the best driver considered of this era? And Joey, if you win Sunday, are you now in that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're necessarily racing for the best of this era. You know, if there was a Jeff Gordon era and a Jimmy Johnson era, I'm not sure we're into the next one yet, possibly. But overall, the way you see it, I can see where you're coming from. I do feel as though that the three of us kind of being there within the last 4 years is pretty remarkable. I think that just shows the strength of our team, like Kevin was talking about earlier, teams. But obviously just having that forefront of him in 14, me 15, and Martin just last year, you know, there was that one other guy I just mentioned before who won it in 16, you know, so it's just a matter of having all the stars kind of align and getting you to this point.
Okay, we have time for just one more.
I think Joey had to.
Yeah, I honestly, as it puts you in the same realm, I mean, I guess it could. You know, championships, it seems like in sports, is what stacks you up against the greatest. And you know, we've been in the position. This will be our third time racing for a championship. We haven't made it happen yet. So, you know, we definitely, I think the more championships you have, the more you rank, I think, in our sport and in all sports.
Okay, just one more. Go down front.
Steve Schweitzer of the Lasco Press. Martin, last year you were late in the race. You're leading, and Kyle's trying to catch you, and you're clicking off perfect laps in order to stay in front of him. The question for the four of you, are you going to have to be perfect on Sunday in order to win the title?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's why we race, to find out. You know, it's hard to say, but, you know, it's going to take a great effort. You know, I feel like you're going to have to run first or second. From what Harvick said, he reminded me about Larson. So, yeah, first or second, you know, is probably what it's going to take. And, you know, I think for me last year, that situation required me to put in perfect laps. You know, with Kyle chasing me down, I knew he was faster. You know, he was faster in the long run all night long. So I had to do something, find something. And one mistake, it was going to be over. So, you know, when you're put in those positions, and that was what I think was really cool for me personally about winning that race, was the situation I was put in. I was able to overcome it. I didn't buckle under pressure. I didn't let it get to me. I was able to take care of it, get the job done. So that was really cool, you know, to beat somebody like Kyle in that situation. You know, all of us could be put in that situation this weekend. We'll just have to wait and see.
All right. Well, that's going to end today's Championship Four press conference. Thanks for coming. Enjoy the Four Championship weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway, which culminates with the crowning of one of these drivers as the 2018 Monster Energy Series champion, live on NBC, MRN, and SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Each of our four title contenders will now be available for breakout sessions at the back of the room. Enjoy your day. Thanks, guys. Yeah.